We'd like to begin this program by acknowledging the Noongar people as the traditional owners of these lands and waters that we are coming together to have a yarn. I pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. It is our privilege to be on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja. On tonight's show, we have a very special guest, Yamaji woman Jade Kelly. She's going to be sharing her journey on activism, healing, art, such as music and photography, to overcome her personal challenges and assist others with their own healing journeys. Kaya, Jude, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, Kaya, Paulina, how are you going?
I'm doing well.
Saying hello to everyone out there.
Absolutely. Do you want to do a shout-out before we start tonight's show?
Shout-out to all our survivors who are getting through it all.
Awesome. Jude, let's start with, can you please share with us, tell us where your story begins?
I suppose my story began from Geraldton, Western Australia. I was taken away from my birth family, Betty Kelly and sisters and a couple of brothers, and moved back down to Mosman Park, where state housing houses were there on the early days. So I grew up just over the road of the Swan River, which was quite beautiful, and experienced life like that from the beginning. So, it's been a long one in my case. I suppose in all of our cases, we've all had different experiences. And, so been through a lot of tragic things in my life, but gotten through it through different ways of healing and music. I've been fortunate enough to do some acting where I kept learning on the run about our culture and the policies of the Native Protector in the whole of Australia, really. And, and it led me to Kevin Rudd's Apology, which I went over to.
Incredible. So you've had a lot of incredible things happen in your life, and also, as you mentioned, some challenges as well, which you've overcome with things that you have found passions in, and being able to use those passions to overcome some of these challenges.
Oh yeah, it's not easy, believe me, and we're all trying to get through this crazy world as it is now.
Absolutely.
We can do it. We're strong. We're resilient. We've done it a lot without money, and we'll just keep doing it. But now it's our time to voice our voices and try and get us right, if not the community, but us personally.
Definitely. And can we talk a little bit about some of your passions, which you have spoken about? You, particular in music and photography and theatre, how have you used these passions to kind of help you through your life challenges?
Well, I suppose some of the first music I grew up with was the family that I grew up with. It was a good family. Into four boys, four brothers I had, and they were around carpentry or into carpentry, telecommunications. A couple of soldier people were there, and so I learned to learn a lot of things, like trade things, that I loved the tools in those days, but also they had music. My parents had music, like Swan Lake and Beethoven, 18th, 12th overture, like da 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 da, and big guns being sent out for wars, and William Tell overture, Swan Lake, and I was fortunate enough to learn a little bit of ballet, but it wasn't my thing. So then it sort of continued on with a bit of music, and I think music's always been in my life because it has helped me survive.
Yep.
And then came the 70s, the 80s, and Cat Stevens was one of my go-to records. Donny Osmond, you know, all the things that, you know, Whadjuk culture sort of loved, you know, still passions with everyone, with different groups and people now. So the Carpenters, Glen Campbell, and yeah, just songs that I've picked over my life that helped me survive, and they really have helped me. So
that's the beauty of music, isn't it?
It is fortunate to be here and still going for it. Yeah.
And can you tell me a bit about some of the music that you're doing? Because you've also created some music of your own, haven't you?
Yes, I was trying to get some copyright songs, the ones that helped me survive, but yep. It sounded a bit difficult. So I have a nephew who's got a production studio at the back.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that he'd been helping... up at the Kimberleys, his name's Optimus, and saw that he was helping, so I rang him the day after the Kimberley mob, he finished with the Kimberley mob up there, and I rang him and I said, I've got a couple of tunes in my mind, and and it just took one day, a friend did some gardening work, lawn mowing, and he said he's having a hard time, Noongar, and he was having a hard time with his missus and family and that, and he said, oh yeah, but we'll get there. I said, that sounds like a song. And I've been very lucky that I can put music to words and just tune. So that was the first is the first production, we'll get there. So
which we'll definitely be playing on tonight's show for you.
Great. Thank you very much. And it's just like a dream come true, you know, and dreaming turns into reality. So
yeah, definitely.
Strive for it. It can happen.
Definitely. And so that's so the inspiration came from a friend of yours. Like he said something to you and you thought, that sounds like a good song. And there you go.
Yeah, no, mate. Quite opposite him. he tried singing it, but I had it in my head. But he had a go. And
yeah, cool.
Yeah, so no one's really heard it properly until, well, maybe now.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely play it for you.
And I've written a few songs. One that we did on International Women's Day here in Bunbury years and years ago, and I kept the music and wrote the words down, and it's hardly ever been revived, so I'm taking the claim for that one because I think it's a passionate woman's song.
Yep.
And just shows that we've got the strength and the courage that if we do that, things can be different and never to hold fear. That it's scary. Yeah, it's scary, but what's the reverse? Freedom, love of life, your children and your family again. And
absolutely.
You just pass it on.
Definitely.
And so what I'm doing now is passing it on.
Absolutely. What a beautiful gift for all of us to have your music and your lyrics in part of our lives.
Yeah. And so the music led me to a different place, but I ended up going to the Rudd Apology. I listened to the ABC a little bit and I heard that Kevin Rudd was going to say the apology, or one of a few. And so I organised with my daughter and one other friend, and they helped me get over there. Within 3 days I was over in Canberra waiting for February 13th to arrive. And I didn't even know about the Aboriginal Ten Embassy until one of the ladies that I met, and that's an interesting story too, and its effect it has to do with Yuriark. And I was in the motor car business, and I had a special book, and I wrote down, I said, look, if ever I get to Canberra, can I stay at your place? And the Wadjala lady said, of course, okay, because they were there for a wedding. So I got her name and address and phone number, and lo and behold, they were still in the same place and still the same number. And that's where I had my first sleepover. But then the person that drove it said, do you want to go and have a look at the Aboriginal Tent Embassy? I said, oh, what's that about? And being Stolen Generation and the population of Australia as well. I didn't know about it, but now it's lifted up. But at that time, 2008, it was awesome. All I saw was colours, people upon people, and the vibe and the sounds of it was beautiful. And so someone said, "Oh, do you want to stay there over, you know, until the apology?" And I said, "Oh, will it be okay?" And I said, "Yes, of course it will." And there were so many tents up, it was hardly room to move. So I said, "Well, I don't have a tent."
Mm.
So they got me a beautiful canvas tent, and I chose to set up my tent near some Northern Territory people so I could hear language. That was all my concern. So I did that, and then a day or two later was the apology up on the hill opposite our new Parliament House.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was filled up again with people upon people. And I was lucky enough to sit under the media tent and get a view. And they opened up the view so we could watch it from outside on a big screen.
Yeah, wow.
And it was my place to be inside because the elders needed the healing more than me, in a sense. So, yes, it was a beautiful day, but a sad day.
Mm.
And considering it was 9 o'clock over there, Canberra times, it was 6. So I would have thought, gee, that's hard to wake up to something, or maybe people haven't gone to sleep as it is. So I tend to forget West Side. Everything runs on Eastern Standard Time. So I had that in my mind. And, you know, I broke down and cried, and it still makes, you know, brings it back to me to see our elders and all the people have done the hard work before us to get to where we are now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we need to do that, I think. It's the only way to get our voices and the respect and the care and nurturing that we are trying to get, which we haven't got. So ours is a rough life, as we know, and but it can be better. And so went over there, stayed. I said, "I'm going to come back over again." I packed up all my stuff in Bunbury and just headed east, young girl. And I stayed there for nearly 2 years.
Wow.
Which is incredibly amazing, looking after the fire with people, meeting the world. They have school people all the time. Classes come on the buses, and a lot of them sort of sidestep the embassy, but most of them now, some of the younger teachers and the smarter ones come over and visit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a pleasure and such a big thing to be able to teach the story.
Mm.
You know, where a normal school, schooling hasn't. And we can talk it our way too. So, and my way, which I did quite a bit, and now I can talk right the different ways through to younger and older, because in that meantime of the 2 years, I was able to research and find out, well, what did really happen?
Mm.
Why has it turned out to be this? Because having not grown up with my birth family, I wasn't open to the police, the house, the hard struggle that everyone was trying to do all the time. I mean, admittedly, I didn't have it easy with my parents that I grew up with. They were middle-class, hard-working people. Mum didn't have a job and Dad worked. He was like a FIFO worker in those days, in the 60s. So, it was mainly him, Mum and the boys around, but there was a lot of age difference and, you know, they were off starting to live their lives and have careers. So basically I brought myself up by myself, and I wouldn't call myself a loner. I just did things by myself. Mm-hmm. And that was a sort of like a forerunner to be able to open myself up to the world. And, another big one. So I stayed there for 2.5 years.
Mm.
And looked after the fire, but in the meantime, to 2011, 12 a bit, while one of the elders, Auntie Isabel Coe, was passing on. So with great respect, I stayed there, and that's where some of my songs have been made, around that fire, and a lot of friendships, a lot of tears, a lot of understanding, and just keeping that fire going, because it is the longest running protest fire in the world. And I'm so proud to have done that. And for my people over west, my mother and the sisters that I never grew up with. I have found my birth mother and my sisters, and now I try. It was a bit hard in the beginning, but I try and do my thing and my thing and try and contact them a bit more. And in the meantime, a couple of family have passed on, and my mum passed on, and
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hazel passed on a couple of weeks later, doing mum's work for her, and it's been a bit difficult, but COVID changed a lot of things as well, so I had to think about, what can I do to fill in time, and that's where the acting came involved, and started another life-changing part of my journey again.
Good on you, doing all these incredible things with your...
I practically never stop, because you just can't stop and wallow in your own everything. You've got to keep moving and progressing through life.
Find ways to heal, and you know, in your healing, you can also heal others as well.
That's it. And so some of these songs you're playing today with us are some of the ones that helped me survive, because I remember them as a child. And
my mum, beautiful.
Looking for the creator and the beautifulness in life. So it's rubbed off on me, and, that's what I try and look for every day of my life.
Incredible. Some of the songs that you've requested today that you've said that have helped you survived, and hopefully some of the music that you create as well, and people hear it, hopefully, and I'm sure that, you know, in some way they will also help others survive.
Yeah, and pass it on, because that's all
definitely.
I think we were going to play one of the first.
So which one? You've got some excellent song choices, I must say. Which one would you like us to start with?
Well, how about Glen Campbell's Try a Little Kindness, and then we progress through my life in a little way.
100%. We'll put that song on for you just now, and stay tuned, because after the song Try a Little Kindness, we're going to be speaking with Jude Kelly.
Listening to 100.9 FM, Noongar Radio.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, why don't you stop and say, you're going the wrong way? But you've got to try a little kindness, just show a little kindness, or just shine your light for it.
Dennis from Belmont. Shout out to all my boys. You're listening to 100.9 FM Digital Noongar Radio.
Welcome back to Your Gaz Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. Tonight we have our very special guest, Jude Kelly, talking with us. How are you going, Jude?
Oh, great now that I've heard that song again. It's a fantastic one.
It's so cool.
And that song that helped me survive because, yeah.
Jude, I really love the way that you say that this music and these songs helped you survive. It's such a powerful statement.
It is, and I think we have to find the things that suit us. Maybe art for someone, maybe just walking along the beach for others, smelling the bush. You know, we got to get out and do it because life is too short. And I've just been fortunate that I've had music in my life and I've been able to use the healing of it. So, and use it with myself as well.
Definitely. I'm much like you in that music and songs, you know, they bring you back to a place or they remind you of someone who may no longer be with you, and it's such a powerful gift to us, isn't it?
Yes, it is, especially people that we're missing and...
Definitely.
...who... died in strange circumstances even.
Absolutely.
Just medically. So they're never far away, people. I think they're behind us all the way, looking after us and making sure that we get to our right destinies and re-find ourselves if we're missing part of it. And I suppose that's all we can do, make it just better for ourselves and the people around us, because we know we've got people... and ancestors at the back of us.
100%.
Always what I've lived by. I don't have to do anything because I know the ancestors are just around me, and I put my antenna up and it's waiting to receive.
Like that.
I got to laugh about that because that's part of my philosophy.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask you, can you tell me about your philosophy in life?
Well, I haven't done too much philosophizing, reading the old books.
Yep.
But I grew up in the 80s, starting when self-healing was in. There were books, Susan Heywood, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, and just books that could understand what the processes can be like. So in fixing up yourself and not, so I don't like the word wallowing, but just staying stuck in your situation.
Yeah.
So even just books that have got a little, little bits of poetry in it or daily verses, I used to have buy them up from op shops or little bits through news agencies, and then open a book and just get words for the day. I suppose it's if you're a Christian, you open up the Bible and you pick a verse. So it's something with books like I started to get together with, and they just gave me a little inspiration. And then other times I've just walked down the street and I love standing near or being near running water or fountains because it just clears the head and it takes you somewhere. So just little changes like that, and it becomes lighter and everything's not so heavy in the world. And the breathing too is a very deep thing with me at the moment because technology is taking our breaths away and our usual ways that we breathe, because we're always looking downwards. We're cutting off our throats and the breathing mechanism. But really, our second brain is from our stomachs. We breathe from the umbilical cord, from, you know, that helps sustain us in life, in the womb of our mothers. And so I've been just reminding people to breathe from your stomach. Chin up and just open up and breathe. And just not too deep, but just through the stomach. And in there, in our second brain, in our stomachs, is the hormones which produce love, night and day effects, which is serotonin, melatonin, dopamine, and they all regulate our bodies to optimal benefits. So always breathe, try to remember, put down a bit of technology once or twice a week.
Absolutely.
Try not to let the kids in on it too much, because it takes away family life, and we need family more than ever now.
Definitely.
So breathing has a lot to do with it. Doing those little bits of reading. Yeah, there's lots of different ways. It's just finding what's good for you.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I like what you said as well about, you know, looking down on your phones or your devices, whatever you're using, how I didn't even think about it in terms of breathing. And yet, you know, when we're looking down so often, we're forgetting to look around and, you know, taking all the beauty around us as well.
Well, you know, us Aboriginal people, we're always looking at the landscape, you know, looking around, observing. That's been my, my good bits. I love looking across and observing, and it's helped me in so many different things, with creating structures of different ways to do things, which falls back on my carpentry brothers and tool things. So, it's coming full circle all the time and starting again on different things of your life. So,
And as you say, finding those things that, you know, are meaningful to you and what makes you feel happy and heal, and that, you know, knowing what it is that works for you.
Yeah. Because I think sometimes it's a bit difficult. I don't usually say this, but sometimes it's a bit difficult going to counselling because everyone's related to each other and we don't want to go and divulge our situations, but, you know, people really do know what's happening outside, vocalising. But so that's where your inner healing can come involved and be outside and doing things that your body and yourself love, because you're so unused to it, you know, from school, not being able to be creative, playing outside like we could have and should be outside with our elders, learning the stories, and that's what we're missing out on. And So is everyone else doing the same thing, but we don't all have to do the same thing. We are beautiful people and we don't have to do the things that the whole world do because we are our own individual cultural person.
Absolutely.
So, it's a beautiful thing. I suppose that comes with my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just become involved with it because I did a stint of Yuriakin, did 11,000 kilometres in 2 years with them, playing a mum carrying a wheelchair on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Morrison was one of the people in the same crew and we did all of that and I'd never been past Geraldton. So, I didn't even get past Norseman. So, yeah, I saw my country or our country for the first time in the darkness and in the light, and it's so glorious. I mean, even watchers can't get the beautifulness of what I saw in those days. And seeing community because it was all worked out that we were able to come into communities and do our little show and... that was about carrying people. It was a grand final footy match on not supposed to drink and drive, but the unfortunate reality is we do, or people do.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a car accident, and one of the actors playing this part ended up in a wheelchair. And that's the story. Yes, I think a lot of communities saw that, so a lot of people might remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just lucky to get that gig because the lady that usually played it had children involved that year and I got to go. So, yeah, I was quite fortunate in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, No Sugar, I was able to do that performance, the second ever done, and that was a first for Bunbury. With all Aboriginal actors who people who acted before, and they did such a great job, and there again, I learnt more about my history of Magumba and people being moved out of Perth, and such a horrible thing. But no, gradually, let's change that in right ways and soft ways. So in Matakar, sorry, business. Mm-hmm. Was about an accident as well that I had to process to get through it because I had an accident too when I was 14 and I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And no fault of my own. I shouldn't have been driving, like my brother said, and my father was accidentally killed in the
accident.
He had fell over and spun a lot of times and he got hit and... And he died basically instantly.
Oh,
we were going
no.
earlier, but we didn't even make, what is it, Southern Cross. So all these things I put into my spaces.
Yeah.
And I had to, what I call process, because if you don't, you end up guilty, which I did, but I didn't hold on to it.
Yeah.
And then that led me over to Rottnest Island where I worked, and I didn't even know about Rottnest Island.
Wow.
So I left school and, worked there for 2 years as well when I was 15, 16.
Yeah.
Going on to 17 and first I was housemate too. I was living, not like they have to go off-site these days on a daily basis, but I actually stayed there permanently and that was a new set of life.
Yeah.
That life space I was in. And just another part of that was I ended up going on a one-month trip during holidays because there's not many people over at Rottnest then. I went all the way on a Greyhound bus for $250, joined youth hostels and went all the way up to Brisbane. I could get on and off.
Yeah.
And did that on Greyhound and then back within a month. So it was hilarious. And, because I'd grown up by myself, I was able to. So, well, that's... I just forgot that.
It's amazing when you start to, you know, reminisce on times, all these other stories pop up, don't they?
So much. So, yeah, might lead into another song.
Absolutely.
We may never play again.
Sorry?
We may never pass this way again.
And is that, that's another one of, who was the artist, sorry?
Glen Campbell.
Awesome. So this is another one of his songs. And yeah. did you want to request one of your other songs as well that you've got on the list?
Tracy Chapman, Revolution.
Yeah, that's a great one. And can you tell me why do you like that song, Revolution, by Tracy Chapman?
Well, activism was started when my children's boys started getting into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Juvenile justice, and I tried to help change things, and then I did silent protest walks down the street and, just did things outside the courthouse and just wondered why something can't happen, you know. But with We May Never Pass This Way Again, we were coming back to Perth and I got off, we're in the car and about lunchtime I'm singing just a song that had come up because I'd heard it before.
Yep.
We may never pass this way but once. And that came into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was talking about ancestors behind us, we went to, I think it was Lynwood, to a hall, and it had these beautiful artworks by multicultural people.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up right in the corner. It was hidden by some trees. I went over and had a look at it. And lo and behold, someone had even written the words down, and that was first square of the line. And, I'm in the right place at the right time when I know those.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that's the lead into We May Never Pass This Way Again.
100%. Thank you so much. Yeah. We'll get into those two songs for you, and straight after those songs, we'll keep chatting with you.
Okay, fantastic.
Thank you.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution, sounds whisper. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution, sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no.
pass this way but once. And if there's any good that I can do, let me do it now. For I'll never pass this way again. I will see this day but once. If there's any kindness I can show, let me show it now. For I'll never see this day again. Tomorrow may be too late, my friend, to do but once. And if there's any love that I can give, let me give it now. Oh Lord, please show me how. For I'll never know.
Hey, you young fellas, remember to go to school. It's your future, so make it a good one by going to school.
100.9 FM, Noongar Radio.
Kaya, Muditj Maramans, Yorgas and Kalingas. This is Rita Miller and you're listening to Noongar Radio on 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Yorgas Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here with Paulina and our very special guest, Jude Kelly. Jude, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I think that song says it all. We may never pass this way again, but let's make the most of it and look after ourselves and our family and the world.
Absolutely. Well said, Jude. Thank you. Jude, now, it was really important for us for you to come on tonight's show because, you know, we wanted you to share your journey with our listeners, and we feel that, you know, having spoken to you and understanding how sharing your journey, your challenges, your passions, it's healing for you. Is that's correct?
That is, and that's my way of passing on the world, but it's part of my music, and music will never go away. I'm in hospital at the moment with a guitar that I haven't picked up for a couple of days, but I'm always singing to different people that come in, so that opens up my, I call my chambers, my lungs, and that's part of the healing process because it helps me breathe a bit better.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
Yeah, so fear of life challenges facing me now, but I'm not going to let it stop me. And it could be, we're always in perpetual healing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another part of doing it differently, but more softer.
Yeah.
So and this is this song that you're going to be playing will be the first over the radio for me and for everyone else. And
Well, that was another one of our reasons to have you on tonight, because we were very excited to be, playing your song for the first time ever on radio. That's super exciting.
Yeah, I've got a big smile because I asked someone if there's another 20-year-old doing the same thing? And they said, no, there isn't. And
no.
That's what makes it so special. So don't stop, people. If you've got music in you, find the right people and you too can do it, or make up your own words and your songs and hum even. You don't have to sing properly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great advice.
Imperfection is just a watchable way of looking for things. Perfection is in the, I'm just looking outside my window. Perfection is the tree and the leaves and the seasons and the birds and just everything that's out there is perfection. And we are, the world is harming it and we need to help Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll get there. That's the song.
We'll get there. Can't wait to play that. And so much of, your healing process, you've spoken about how that is also to help heal others.
Yeah. Yeah, one day I sat in Fremantle, opposite Target or the Banking Streets in Frio, and I had a couple of hours to wait for something. And I wear my hat, as always, my working hat.
Yeah.
And 8 people came and sat next to me that day.
Aww.
And it all started with one mother pushing her little one, asking if she could help out with some money to buy some shoes.
Yep.
So I just said, it's not for alcohol, not for drugs, it's for her. And the mother looked me in the eyes and said, yeah. So I helped out with that.
Yeah.
And then 8 people who needed to seriously have the deep listening ears, which I've try to train myself in, so my head's not talking within itself while others are talking.
Yeah.
I was able to hear people, and sometimes we wouldn't talk for a little bit. We just feel each other in different sort of ways, and then we'd exchange, and then it felt comfortable on that. So for people, and it was just an amazing time, and I always give that sort of example of where I'm coming from. So from my deep listening and learning, able to hear people's, not mistakes, but their life and their journey, what's troubling them, and if I've got a bit of info that I can pass on, well, that's what I try and do, but not too overwhelming, just manageable so people can manage just simple things. But the most manageable is, there's not enough people hearing the deep listening.
Absolutely. 100% agree.
Yeah, well, that's great. So we need to do that. And, just keep passing on the good bits all the time.
Definitely. Lots and lots of good bits we need.
Yes. I think that's the way. And just look at the beauty of everything and how fortunate we are that we've got what we have and we're still here. As a cultural group and memory for everyone else to learn. And, we'll get there with politics and housing and everything. But we all have to work together and put our voices out there. And we're not we come from warriors, but we are not people who hurt. We are very patient people, and we keep being patient and doing it our way. Our needs are important because lots of things have been taken away from us that we're not even known, so excluded from life. But we feel included, and that's how people see you, and you just slowly, slowly keep the inclusion for yourself, and it keeps growing. It's like a flower opening up to the day. And the sun, bit by bit, you get the heat and the lows and everything. Oh, it's just, it's a beautiful, beautiful, nice day out there. So, and I suppose what Louis Armstrong went back to, not that that's not a favourite song, but we haven't got time for that one. What a Wonderful World. So,
I love that song.
Wonderful World.
Absolutely, and it's so wonderful to, just listen to you speak as well, and your philosophy on, life and healing and journey. It's just, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's what happened. I had to think about what am I going to do if I'm over here? I can't go back to Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
No housing. Thought I'd go back to my photos, and now I'm writing a book.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Someone gave me an opportunity in 2000 just to go like through Kmart or Big W and just put photos in a book. She offered 80 pages, just one copy for myself and for her to have a look. Yep. And I thought, well, what's the good of having photos if you don't know the story? So I've got photos from birth, pictures, and right the way through. And I think I've got to make another bit of story about the Yamaji side, and well, the whole of WA, really.
Yeah.
We're all related everywhere, and everyone's learning about me, and I'm learning about them.
Yeah.
And so I'm dictaphoning it, writing it, and I had a project person from the university up at ECU here in Bunbury nominate two people. So in that essence and flow of words and music, I really encourage some of the older people and even the younger people to keep writing their stories so that we keep our stories and libraries together. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of our books are unfortunately being thrown out at different universities and schooling areas, everything. To get ready for the brave new world. Well, this is a brave new world on our side too. We've got to keep it cranking over.
Absolutely, like well said.
So let's help heal the world and ourselves and keep the stories going because it's important. We don't want any more loss like Lamridge has gone somewhere across Australia. So. Mm-hmm. Let's do it, people, and, keep passing it on so the next couple of generations can pick it up and take off where, some of it's been misplaced because of distrust and love and healing. But we're not like that. We're patient people, and we'll get there. We'll get there.
Definitely.
We'll get there. Yeah.
Well said, Jude. Jude, it's sadly we've come to the end of our chat with you tonight. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you and hearing your story, and thank you for sharing so much of your story with us tonight. It's been a real pleasure to listen to you and chat with you.
I feel very honoured, and I wish everyone well out there and pass it on. And I've just, unbelievably, but not unbelievably, I've had a smile on my dial, on my face, so that you can feel it too.
Absolutely, 100%. I've got a really big smile on my face too, so I hope you can feel that as well. We're so honoured to be playing your song as well. Sorry, Jude?
I'll say one more thing in saying goodbye, because we can't hug people.
Yep.
I've come up with this thing that you put your phone down if you're talking to family or friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't be right next to them doing that if you're unfortunate. That you get your right hand on your shoulder, left shoulder,
yep.
And you put doing your right that. Hand on your, you put your left hand on your right shoulder,
yep.
And then you breathe in a couple of breaths and try and be together breathing. And then you squeeze your shoulders together and your arms, and you're hugging that person you're talking to.
That's gorgeous. I'm doing that right now.
But in another sense, you're hugging yourself as well.
Yeah, so true.
Very like that.
I love that. Thank you.
And I've been passing that on to some of the watchable people and now to us, and it's you can do that anytime.
Absolutely, and I definitely will continue to do that. Thank you.
Well, now it's out there, everyone.
Everyone needs to have a go.
So thank you very much for the opportunity. And
absolute pleasure. Absolutely. We're very honoured to be playing your song for the first time on radio tonight, so very exciting.
Yeah, a couple more not far away too.
Great. Looking forward to playing those as well. Jude, all the very best. You take care of yourself, and hopefully we get to chat with you again another time.
Yeah, well, thank you again for the opportunity, and I wish everyone.
Thank you, Jude. Thank you very much. Good night, Jude.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
See you later.